So at the time when you began your studies,
mm-hmm.
how known was archaeological studies and sites coming to the public? Because when did you, it's kind of a date back, tell me some of the years, like you went to college in what year, and what stage was archaeology there?
Okay. I started school, I started college in 1961. There were some things at that time that were relatively new in the field, and they'd made a tremendous impact. The most primary of those things was the advent of radiocarbon dating technique, because that is basically what made it possible for archaeologists to put more precise dates on events that occurred in the past than had previously been able to do. That technique was developed, experimentally at least, in the early 1950s. But in 1961, it had not progressed very far. I mean, it had been refined to the point where it was viewed as a reliable technique to determine age, but it still was not something that was employed with the regularity, for example, that it is today. I mean, it's just a foregone conclusion today. Besides that, scientifically, it was a much more cumbersome process back then than it was now. Yeah, it's much more refined now. But that was probably the biggest thing, you know, I mean, that was going on at the time. In the early 1960s, the application of the radiocarbon dating technique was just starting to blossom. And like I say, that was probably one of the most important aspects of archaeology that's ever been developed. So it was kind of interesting to get in on the ground floor of that, so to speak. Other than that, the techniques that were employed then were not a whole lot different than they had been for the last 100 years, with the exception of the procedure for a long, long time, probably beginning around, you know, the beginning of the 20th century, had been that when you were excavating, you were primarily looking at artifacts and the context from which they came, because it was believed that the artifacts, for example, if you found a bunch of scrapers, you're going to assume, well, maybe that this was a hide working area, you know, part of a campsite. Or if you found projectile points, that this is probably where the guys that were doing all the hunting were working on their equipment or something like that. But one of the things that was not deemed important at that time were other things that you excavated from the site in terms of the information that they could provide. Waste material, all right, waste flakes is what we call them, the waste material from making stone tools, faunal information, in other words, bones and the condition of the bones and what the bones looked like and what kind of bones they were. Not a lot was known about soil formation processes. In other words, are we excavating this stuff from a context that's remained undisturbed since burial, you know, since the event occurred? Or has there been a bunch of other stuff happening here and it's mixed up our stratigraphy here? So the stuff that's down near the bottom isn't really the oldest as it should be if you look in terms of the way strata develops. So a lot of those things started being taken note of about that time. I guess what I would say is, when I started in with archaeology, I got into it at a point where it was changing from the way it had been done for the last, you know, 60 or 70 years to the beginnings of the way it's done now. And that's basically because the technology improved, because so much more information has been developed, and it was just about the time that stuff was beginning to happen, and the, you know, archaeologists were reaching out and grabbing these new techniques, which meant they could determine a whole hell of a lot more from an excavation than they ever could before. So that's kind of interesting, I mean, to me, because it's that point in time where you see archaeology really starting to become a good hard science.